And now we're discussing
Pat Rika.
This isn't one of those new movies that they do.
Present are
Rudy,
Nancy,
Richard,
Steve,
Jane,
and Mark.
And I think I'm the only one who hasn't seen the film.
It's one and a half.
Oh, you only saw half the film?
You walked out?
No.
You fell asleep?
Well, it's like I fell asleep. Well, I had this really amazing vivid dream, and then I woke up in the movie. I was well rested, and I thought I saw a great movie.
I know.
We sat down. The chair was empty. Well, no, I think there were two heads over there somewhere. Fatima immediately went to sleep, almost immediately, and I had trouble staying awake for a while because I wasn't putting things together.
I agree.
That's what happened to me.
It was hard to follow.
I didn't
know. It was hard to follow.
Yeah. Oh,
in some respect.
To feel, you know.
I still liked it.
I did too, but, yeah.
And I feel I am, well, maybe I should see it again. I'm not sure if I could follow it.
I'm sure that I would just see it again.
But it was.
Do I need to see it on the big screen?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to see it.
You don't need to see it as far as
I'm concerned. I didn't
care for it that much. I thought it was like a episode of Speed Racer on LSD.
I think that's actually correct, but. It was good LSD, I guess.
Speed Racer was an old comic TV cartoon made in Japan, right?
The same kind of style of
animation.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Go Speed Racer. Go Speed
Racer.
It was my generation, James, probably more so.
Look, I'm older
little
than you
older.
Are.
That's
I know.
It's my generation.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Maybe it might be a gender thing.
I remember this thing when I was like,
no.
So, Richard, what did you love about it? I don't know that I would use the word love, but I did like it. It was hard for me to describe this film. It's partly because it was so confusing.
It was very Russian, wasn't it?
Those babushka dolls.
Oh, okay.
One
something
another,
within,
another,
something.
And you don't know which one, where you are. You didn't know where you were.
Well, I was able to follow it at first, and then I kind of got lost in the middle of the movie. But then towards the end, it somewhat comes together where you kind of think you know what happened. But by then I was just so unimpressed with the movie, I just didn't care what came about.
Mark, you're strangely silent.
I thought this film was an okay film, but I didn't think there was much to talk about, except if you were talking about what happened here to explain the film. Mm-hmm. I know that's the only. The biggest thing you can talk about is, you know, what did this mean and what happened here, and yeah, I missed that and what happened here. But I didn't think it was, you know, too deep or too much
psychology 101.
Or, you know, just an interesting film for us to talk about. I mean, I liked some of the animation, some of the really moving animation. When the characters were talking to one another and interacting, I didn't like that kind of Speed Racer animation. I don't know what kind of style it is, but there wasn't enough frames in between the movement to, you know, for me to appreciate it. But some of the other animation where there was dreamlike stuff that was happening and all these strange characters, and I like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was impressed with the animation, the imagination too that went into this, that was in the movie. Both the imaginativeness of the drawing and the figures and so on, but also of the story. I admit, it was so imaginative, it was hard to follow, and I think in that way it may not have succeeded where, you know, in what it was intending to do. I still think it was an admirable effort. I don't know. The animation, the Japanese animation films that I've seen that I love so much are the ones by Miyazaki, Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle, and especially Princess Mononoke, which if you haven't seen it, I think everybody should see that film. It's so beautiful, and it has the story is a lot easier to follow. It's much more story, not this one is sort of multi-level. You go in and out of what is reality and what level of reality are you talking about, and of course it's because it's about what the manipulation of dreams and affecting the psyches of masses of people. And I have a feeling if you know, there's a lot to talk about if we could if we got what the film was addressing, both about mind control and about the effects of
abuse of technology.
Abuse of technology, certainly that, and the use of media in different forms to influence people's psyches and changes in their psyche and so on and so on. But I mean, we'd have to talk about that rather than the film in a sense.
Maybe we needed actual live actors in order to kind of, access it in that way.
Maybe.
When I was first watching the film, I kept flashing onto Wenders Until the End of the World.
Who? Wim Wenders?
Yeah, Wim Wenders Until the End of the World. Anybody see that?
I don't recall.
There's a really interesting road film, which Wenders does really well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was about a guy who invented some kind of dream machine where you could watch somebody's dream or something like that. But that wasn't the main part of the story. The main part of the story was this chase to find the machine or find the guy or something like that. And it happened on many different continents around the world. It was a really interesting road movie. It was set in the near future. But I kept comparing this movie and this movie's theme, this movie's technological theme to that movie. And that movie you could talk about because it was full of real characters, and there was a lot of stuff that was going on there that you could plug into. This was just so fantastic. It's kind of hard to seriously discuss it.
So the things I'm going to throw some other films out that we've seen, and I'd like to hear whether there's anything reverberant in this one. Oh,
Mary.
The Science of Sleep is also about wakefulness and sleep. Is there anything related?
Now, which one was that?
That was the one with the guy. What's his name?
Gael García Bernal.
Bernal, right? And he.
Right.
But he's in France.
No, because that was just about his kind of fantasy. Yeah, I won't compare those two movies.
What about there was another
the one with Jim Carrey in it?
Oh, yeah.
Where they
had
the spotless mind.
Sunshine.
There should be a way to deal with that, but I don't want to touch anything.
You'd have to do something with your current work.
Yeah.
And
hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. And I'm Anna. You have a broken hand. A sprained arm.
Get your chair.
Yeah.
I can sit here. Is somebody sitting here?
No, you are sitting here. You are.
I'm practically off the sofa because of this. Isn't there any way to fix the curtain so it's not shining in my face?
Can it take those things off?
You don't want to touch anything.
You don't want to I guess the other one.
It's a miracle. I didn't have the address, and I still found it. And I drove all the way from the Central Coast.
You've been here before, haven't you? Yeah.
Once.
Okay.
And do you know where your car is now? I got a magical parking place right in front.
Ooh. We were just trying that, and we couldn't do it.
Well, I just was sitting here thinking, do I know where my car is? I remember which direction I approached the house from, so I think if I retrace my steps, there might be breadcrumbs. Well, I remembered that you said that there's public parking. The only time that I've been here before, so I found that and I came down here.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's only two blocks long.
There's cheesecake in the other room, but the thing we were going to say is we're talking about paprika. Did I say I was done on the record? You came in right in the middle. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Quite all right.
What films have you seen?
Both.
Oh. So what did you think of Paprika, since we just sort of...
Good.
Need to get your bearings.
Hi, Sandy. I thought that I needed to see it a second time.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Did anybody else feel that way?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't need to see it the first time.
Uh-huh. I could have skipped the first time.
Yeah. Well, right. I thought, is there a point to this?
And what did you decide?
I didn't think that there was. I thought it was just like a roller coaster ride.
Hmm. You know, trying to make a point about technology.
Yeah, misuse of technology.
Influence of different things on our psyches and so on.
Well, I mean, I think that that's the way it was advertised, but
that's very...
But it's doing a movie, though, and going into other people's dreams and other people's subconscious and trying to portray this, it's a real tricky business to try to make it appealing to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's such a person, everybody's dreams are different and mean different things.
Well, then you could just do it as an exercise for yourself. Yeah. You wouldn't have to release it.
Yeah, but they should have done all your friends. It would have been a good idea.
There was some implication here of there are collective dreams, or there's a way of accessing.
Well, it seemed like everybody kept dreaming and then the dreams crossed over into reality. So, what was reality then?
Yeah.
Good question.
And wait, did you see it today?
No, I saw it weeks ago.
Really? I saw it a week ago. And I'm not remembering as much as you are.
I'm not saying I remember all the much detail.
What was breathtaking?
Valentino.
Oh my.
I've never seen it. And my name is because of him. My mother gave
me
that
name.
Oh, Rudolph. Oh. This is going to be an interesting recording.
Yeah. What are they talking about?
I'm going to call in my vote for a movie. It wasn't even on here.
Which movie did you want?
Sicko.
We didn't even put it on
the list. Yeah, we didn't put Sicko on
the list.
Well, we did sort of have a conversation at dinner, but we didn't put it on the list.
Yeah, I just figured Sicko would be one of them.
Hmm. Well, we'll probably see it and we'll probably talk about it.
Yeah, we often do.
We're talking about Paprika now.
That's our time.
Keep announcing it.
So you didn't see it, okay.
You didn't?
Oh, I should have called. I meant to call that and say, talk about Paprika first.
We can only talk about once.
I can cut and paste the. Let's finish Paprika.
I think this may be the shortest one on record.
You haven't said anything.
Because I haven't seen the film.
Oh, okay.
I
haven't stopped you before.
I'm usually pretty good at guessing.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Liked it.
Interesting.
Interesting. That's provocative.
Provocative.
Well, now my question was, is it worth seeing on the big screen?
Right.
And no, I haven't heard a compelling reason yet.
So you can watch it on TV.
Well, you can get it on TV.
And right. And at the end of it, when I thought, I better see this again if I'm going to understand it, I said, I don't want to.
As Larry would say, if you have to see it twice, it wasn't good. You don't need to see it twice.
To enjoy it again, though.
Well, that's right. Different.
Well, match point. We've now seen many times.
Lost the number of times. That's not bad.
better.
Uh-huh.
Really?
You know, he's making a movie in Barcelona now with what's her name?
Scarlett?
Yeah.
Again?
Scarlett again.
In a different location, too. I think he's starting to film it just now.
Film for the show. Okay. So is he going to have a film this year?
Last year was that magician one.
Match Point.
Magician one. Snacks. Has one word.
Yeah. What was the name of that?
Woody Allen magician film. It has like one word title.
Scoop.
Is that right?
Yeah. Scoop. Like, because newspaper get a scoop for the story.
Did you like that as much as Match Point?
No. Match Point is far superior.
I show Match Point to my students.
It's a classic. It's a masterpiece.
I didn't like it, but I rented it. It's in the living room right now.
Really?
Why?
Because these two.
To watch it again, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It gets better.
I know. The movie's just so fascinating.
Yeah, the acting's very good.
That guy has a preoccupation with people who kill people and get away with it.
Yeah, no, but this is
misdemeanors. It's exactly the same plot in that way. It's a variation on a theme.
It's his thinking, too. It's just like his moral belief, too.
Yeah. That it's just the...
That it could fall this way
or it could fall that way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one about the volume.
Yeah. I'm telling you, brilliant film.
What movie are we talking about?
Tell me something more about Paprika.
It's a spice.
Is it a spicy film?
No.
Yeah,
I was
kind of disappointed.
Well, I will admit that I was disappointed. I thought, because I've said before, I so like Miyazaki's film.
Right.
I was hoping that this would be kind of on a par, if different, and it really wasn't. Although I still thought visually it had some wonderful images and ideas.
I described it as an episode of Speed Racer on LSD.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not Speed Racer.
Speed Racer on LSD?
I wasn't even tempted to see that. Yeah.
I have to say that I was of two minds. I wasn't at the last meeting, so I didn't get to vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was of two minds because I feel like my palette for the anime is so limited. I don't know enough about it, and I don't have that breadth of appreciation for it. And so I don't remember who did this one, if I've seen anything else that they've done. But I felt like, it was going to be a hard one given the description of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like it was hard to get into.
And
I'm glad we took a chance on it.
Mm-hmm. No, I would veto.
Yeah, we have nothing else to do with 2 hours of our lives. I wonder why I wasn't thrilled.
Both of them was
okay, but we've had that reaction.
I did. Actually, this time I said, "Who voted for that?" I didn't.
Well,
the second one I didn't vote for.
Late, but already picked that.
A lot of times, I just out of respect for the group, I'll go see it. I wasn't thrilled about seeing this movie either.
I will too, but if I know it's a loser.
No, you
like the Verhoeven one, Black Book. I mean, I knew that.
You never respect the group. You never see
it. But notice that Rudy took both of these as homework.
Yes.
I liked one of them. I liked the second one.
You loved one. So can you guys tell me what did everybody like once?
I did not.
What's not like?
Did you already talk about it?
I have one more comment. Dovetails on Nancy's is that when we finished seeing the film, Richard and I were sitting right next to each other. I said to Richard, I haven't seen enough anime to appreciate this one, and I felt like Nancy was right that I have nothing to judge this against or compare it to, and I haven't had that much experience, so I really do, you know. I don't know, but the thing is, make a good film.
You're right.
That it should stand on its own.
Right.
You don't need to know anything about it.
Okay. But I felt I did.
Yeah, right. Well, because something was missing, and you thought, well, maybe if I knew more about anime, I would have been.
But I still think it was good that we saw something that's really quite different
from what we were usually.
I don't know, like when we did Triplets of Bellevue.
That was another anime. That was another anime.
I mean anime as a genre rather than animation. I mean
it's animation though.
Well, it has its own, you know. I mean,
isn't anime just Japanese animation?
Well, it definitely is given its own section in the video store.
I wonder why.
It's a different type. I think it's a different process.
It's usually very dark. So is drama, and so is comedy.
Right. That's another genre.
It's usually very dark, and that's what I like about it.
Is Princess Mononoke?
But that's not typical either. Akira, Ghost in the Shell, and things like that. Those are good ones to see if you haven't seen anime.
Which one?
Akira, Ghost in the Shell. And then the Princess Mononoke, and all of his films. Howl's Moving Castle is very good. And what's the other one?
Spirited Away, right?
Those are good. Really interesting. But I think Akira and Ghost in the Shell are more typical of anime. That they're sort of post-apocalyptic. Many anime films are set in post-apocalyptic Tokyo, which is very interesting because Japan is the only country that's had the bomb, and so that
inflicted on them.
So that definitely usually is a very strong subtext in anime. Is one thing that thematically.
Well, I think that it might have been.
Is that figure?
It was the bombing.
It was the scene there, the end of the world.
Yeah.
Type deal.
Okay, well, that is part of the genre of anime that I would argue is different than animated film. They definitely have that, and that's Japanese science fiction in general has that, but anime really has a
certainly post World War II for sure.
Yeah, right, and the notion of.
I mean, when we say animations in the States, there are so few that are aimed at adults, but I think anime in general is aimed at an older than child audience.
A relatively mature teenager and above audience, right? That's also very true.
And so I think that's a distinction. And the same with manga, you know, the non-animated, the static form.
Right. And manga is different than comic books.
Right.
So I think anime is different than animation, because manga is very much a...
Well, thank you. Genre. Thank you for that. Now I have to see it again.
You may choose.
Or one of the other films we have mentioned.
Well, Mary, who didn't see the film, is telling you not to see it.
She always does that nasty stuff.
That's pretty good. I'm just trying to ask questions.
Yeah, no. I think there are other first anime. There are probably other better films that are classics of the genre.
But it sounds like we're going to talk about it again.